UNHCR in Burundi has been receiving quite a number of people coming from the DR Congo, running from the recent conflict in Congo, particularly those coming around Goma and Bukavu. Since the beginning of the year, we have been receiving many. It was a slow pace, but starting from the 14th of February, we have been receiving large numbers of people coming. Mm-hmm. And this is really overwhelming for Burundi because the first time the country is receiving this large number of people in so many years.
Do you have an idea of how many refugees have crossed the border?
For the moment, we are talking of about 46,000 people who have crossed. And they are still coming in numbers. Like yesterday, we had like 3,000 people who crossed into Burundi. So the influx of people has not yet stopped. We are still receiving so many of them. I was saying in just about 2 weeks, the country has received over 40,000 people, which is quite a lot for a country like Burundi. There's no capacity both from the government and the humanitarian actors who are in the country to manage this emergency, particularly at this time where the resources are so scarce.
Are there wounded persons and pregnant women among those who have fled?
Yes, definitely. There are a mix of people who are crossing, but the majority we are seeing, we have lots of children among this population, children who are telling us that they don't know the whereabouts of their families. So separated children, unaccompanied minors, there are many just in one location, which is northeast of Burundi. In that location in Rugombo, the government has made available a stadium where people are staying in the open for the moment. No shelter, no proper facilities. So we have in that location more than 7,000 children. We also, from the medical record, there was about 2,500 women who were pregnant or lactating. So these are populations that really need a lot of support. The malnutrition rate is very high. From MSF and our health partner on the ground, they are talking about 11% of the children who are malnourished. So there are a number of, a lot of gaps in the response for the moment because of lack of resources for humanitarian activities in Burundi.